floor is yours.
Thank you. Woo!
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, when the upper 1%'s politics tend to lean a certain way, I'm disappointed, but I get it. But when working class and poor people go against their own interests, I'm sorry, and swindles trillions of dollars to destroy the lives of people at home and abroad, and we blame each other for our problems? We point fingers at unions, teachers, government employees, and the unemployed? Is this who we should blame?
No!
These are the victims! I come from a community where a lot of people were raised off government assistance, from affordable housing, free union job. Is becoming a firefighter, a mailman, or a cop. Then a movement like this, that's where you're wrong. These problems have affected us long before the recession hit. These problems have never not affected us.
Yeah.
Hard times are nothing new to the working class and poor people. But when a recession hits, the first thing to go are the programs and jobs that assisted us. They cut firefighters and police, that's us.
Yeah.
They bust up unions, and while they cut our jobs, the neighborhoods we grew up in for generations aren't even affordable for working people to live in anymore. I got priced out of the neighborhood I grew up in, and now I find cheaper rents, only to find the triple-decker I'm living in is being foreclosed on. And now a new person's gonna buy it and raise the rent.
That's my triple-decker!
But it isn't just the working class. This affects all of us. This is the 99%. But when we see the news and read about Occupy Boston, and they say, I work two jobs, I'm struggling to make ends meet, half my money goes to my mortgage, but I don't blame Wall Street. Shouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah!
Every reason they give is another reason why they should be down with.
Yeah!
This has historically been a problem. Back in the days of slavery, the wealthiest 1% divided in the indentured servitude, we blame each other. We blame people that have less than us. When I see people that have less than me, I don't think they should be more like me. I don't blame them for the problems the banks created. Before the recession, people had jobs. After the banks failed, they don't. How hard's that as a bunch of whiny hippies and college kids with a sense of entitlement? And my peers, my people say, that isn't me. But we're here to say this is you. This is us, so don't cut off your nose and spite your face.
Woo,
Make no mistake, if you're not a